circle of life at this very moment, I think, or at 6 o'clock. No, I think it's 6 o'clock tomorrow. They are meeting with the Fairhaven CMT to decide on a date and time for a public meeting with the neighbors about this adding of a hoop building to their facility. And while I was talking to this consultant who is putting together their environmental justice plan, which they need for DEP to add a building to their facility, I asked him if they were going to give public tours of the facility in conjunction with this this EJ plan. And he kind of said no. And I said, well, you know, another private waste facility in New Haven did give public tours after hours in conjunction with their EJ plan. And I said, you know, we like to encourage people who are doing things like finding, making wood chips out of construction waste wood. So I hope I convinced him that he is going to need to have Circle of Life show us what they're doing before anybody's going to approve of a permit for them to add a building. Anyway, that was my advocacy on that. Jim Stacy, oh, he had to go. Okay, so let's see the other, anything else? Oh, so elections. We will have elections at our next meeting after we have more members. Because, well, we will have one more member at least. And if anyone knows of anybody else who has been to Environmental Advisory Council meetings and is interested in serving, we recently had two resignations, Kevin McCarthy and Kristen, because Kristen is going to grad school in Florida. We're glad you're still with us, Kristen. And so we're looking for a few good people, a few good green people. Anyway, I have now talked enough. Oh, Kathy, the environmental, okay, got it. So I think
I can read it out loud. I just didn't want to offer to read it out loud until we were recording again. And I couldn't fit it all in that chat, so I'm going into the second thing. But let me read it out loud. It would be the second sentence in the first paragraph. And the paragraph you were moving could just stay wherever you want it. That's fine. But these staff positions would provide the city with additional capacity to more aggressively pursue available sustainability funding opportunities and to support New Haven's sustainability efforts, including resident-driven efforts such as those of the Environmental Advisory Council, EAC.
Well, now I think we've introduced some redundancy into this. Why don't you email me the paragraph you want and we'll work on the letter. And if it's agreed in general, we can judge it because I can't quite figure out how to get it into the letter right this second. And it's 7:15, which is much later than we usually stay at this meeting. So if it's okay with all of you, and if it's okay with the Environmental Advisory Council members, we will circulate the letter for your eyes, and then we will submit it. Does that sound okay to everybody?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you all for
thank you.
That.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay. Kristen, is this your last meeting with us?
Well, I can't say for sure. I will try to tune in when possible.
Great. Okay, because we are next meeting in September, September 7th. So we are happy to have you anytime you want to come. We will keep you on our meeting notification list. Have you started grad school already?
I have not. That starts in August. And in the meantime, I've just been doing some consulting. But yeah, thank you very much for having me. And I miss New Haven dearly. So it's good to stay a bit in the loop.
Okay. Well, stick with us and keep us abreast of interesting environmental issues and things we can work on. We will be grateful for that. Anybody else have anything else to add before we adjourn?
Nope. I would just add that the Alders on the City Services and Environmental Policy Committee submitted a request for a public hearing about flooding and heat waves due to climate change. So it hasn't been put on an agenda yet for CSEP, but hopefully it will be, and I'll let you know when that's scheduled.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you very, very much for being our aldermanic representative. You're doing a bang up job and we really appreciate it. And we know how much time this takes. So just thank your family for us. And Dawn, thank your family for us since you're taking family time with us. And Giovanni, same goes for you. And Jacob, same goes for you. And Adam, same goes for you. So anyway, at that, I think we can adjourn for the evening. And I hope to see a lot of you tomorrow evening at City Hall at 6 p.m. to talk about leaf blowers. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.